Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Trump's health secretary pick, Tom Price, the Republican congressman from Georgia, is being questioned today by a second Senate committee in his confirmation process. He's a longtime opponent of the Affordable Care Act. And today, Democratic Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon, the ranking member of the Senate Finance Committee, grilled Price on President Trump's executive order that vaguely instructs agencies to start rolling back Obamacare.
Yes or no, under the executive order, will you commit that no one will be worse off?
What I commit to, Senator, is working with you and every single member of Congress to make certain that we have the highest quality health care and that every single American has access to affordable coverage.
That is not what I asked. I asked, will you commit that no one will be worse off under the executive order? You ducked the question. Will you guarantee that no one will lose coverage under the executive order?
I guarantee you that the individuals that lost coverage under the Affordable Care Act, we will commit to making certain that they don't lose coverage under whatever replacement plan comes forward. That's the commitment that I provide.
Meanwhile, GOP lawmakers are focusing on how to repeal and replace the health care law. They plan to meet for more brainstorming starting tomorrow in Philadelphia. Let's check in with Julie Rovner, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Julie, start with Tom Price. Equivocating there? What did you hear?
Yeah, he equivocated on a lot of answers. He was very careful in choosing his words, although I think the one that got sort of the biggest laugh was Senator Sherrod Brown from Ohio asked him about what the president told the Washington Post a couple of weeks ago, which is that he and Price were working on a plan and that it was almost finished. And Senator Brown asked if that was true. And Tom Price responded, yes, it's true that he said that, rather than actually answering the question about the status of the health plan.
So it must be hearings time. But what do you think about Tom Price? Do you think he'll be confirmed?
Today's hearing, which is the Senate Finance Committee, is the committee that votes on him. And there would have to be at least one Republican who would say that they did not want to vote for him for the nomination not to move forward. And when I walked away a few minutes ago, there had not been a single Republican who did not seem to be supporting him. So the Democrats are very upset about some of his stock trades and potential interference, you know, trying to do favors for companies that either own stock in or that had given him campaign contributions. But the Republicans that does not seem to bother them.
Well, and what about the executive order from Donald Trump to these agencies? Robert Lazuski, who was president of the consulting firm Health Policy and Strategy Associates, told the Washington Post it was like throwing a bomb into an already shaky insurance market. Why? What are the agencies doing?
Well, it's interesting that the executive order that the president signed on Friday night basically doesn't give the agency any authority that it didn't already have to try to slow walk or change regulations or otherwise undermine the workings of the Affordable Care Act. It was kind of an exhortation, if you will, to say you should go and do that. There were a lot of questions for prospective Secretary Price today about what he would do under that executive order, most of which he kind of didn't answer. Mm-hmm. I think what Bob Leshefsky was talking about is that it throws more uncertainty into the future of the law and whether there actually will be a replacement, whether they might repeal it first and do a replacement later, which could, in fact, throw the insurance market into chaos. So even though the executive order doesn't have a lot of practical impact, it did kind of freak a lot of people out.
Yeah. We'll talk about some of the other aspects. Medicaid for the very poor, as opposed to Medicare for those over 65 or with a severe disability. Remind us how Obamacare expanded Medicaid. You know, some states opted out, and how Trump wants to end the current Medicaid program.
Well, basically, as you pointed out, Medicaid has always been a categorical program. You had to either be poor and something, either poor and a child or poor and usually a mother, poor and disabled or poor and elderly. What the Affordable Care Act did was that it said all you had to be was poor. If you had income under 133% of poverty, you could qualify for Medicaid. But because of a Supreme Court decision in 2012, that expansion became optional. And so far, 31 states have expanded. The federal government pays the vast majority of those funds. I think this year it's down to 95%. So it's a great deal for states to get a lot of people covered, and a lot of people have been covered. What Republicans in Congress, not so much President Trump, although I think he may be going along with them, want to do is block grant Medicaid and say it's no longer an open-ended entitlement. We're going to turn it back to the states. We're going to say you can do whatever you want, but you're only going to get this amount of money. And most estimates say that it could end up cutting funding for a lot of states by up to a third.
Well, and so where are we on some of the replacement ideas? We know that Obamacare works according to its supporters because everyone's required by that mandate to purchase some sort of insurance, and the healthier subsidize the less healthy, and that enables insurers to cover people with previous conditions, for instance. What is the sense of going forward? Will the mandate go away? Will the previous conditions prerequisite go away? What's the sense of what Republicans are thinking?
Well, Republicans, you know, it's not that Republicans don't have replace ideas. The problem is they have too many replace ideas. They have lots of different ideas and none of them necessarily go together. There has been no consensus. The only thing that there was a consensus on is that they want to make the Affordable Care Act go away. That's one of the things this retreat in Philadelphia is supposed to start to work out. The vice president is coming. The president is coming. So there will be a lot of closed door discussions with House and Senate Republicans. And, you know, the hope is that they can all get on the same page.
You got a few seconds here. Have you been hearing any whispers that this might not work?
I think the people who've been, you know, even the Republicans who've been doing this for a long time are concerned that this is much harder than it looks. Basically, Republicans have a small majority in the Senate. They have probably enough votes to make things go away, but they don't have enough votes to fix them. And that's going to be the difficulty here.
Julie Rovner, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Julie, thanks as always.
My pleasure.